Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 11th day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Simcha Snaid of Congregation Anshei Sfar, Louisville, Kentucky, to share different chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Snaid slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim with a nice sized pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Snaid back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Snaid.
Thank you very much, Naftali, for inviting me back. Thank you, everybody who has joined the call, for your time. I definitely appreciate the time used for this call. The Parsha begins, Parshas Vayishlach, after decades apart, the showdown awaits between Yaakov and Esav. Esav has been plotting his revenge for years against Yaakov after Yaakov stole, quote-unquote, the blessings away from him. And as Yaakov prepares his family for the upcoming encounter, the Torah tells us that Yaakov davened, he prayed to Hashem, to God. What was his prayer? Yaakov says, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Please save me, God, from the hand of my brother, the hand of Esav. Why the redundancy? Yaakov only had one brother, which was Esav. So when he asks God to save him from the hand of his brother, why then does he go ahead and say, from the hand of Esav? Who else would it be after Yaakov mentioned his brother? He only had one, which was Esav. Explains the Beis Halevi with something so profound. Yaakov understood the way Esav operated. He would threaten Yaakov in two different manners. One is Miyad Esav. As Yaakov says, the hands of Esav, Esav the mighty warrior, Esav the terror, who would use his physical force to harm Yaakov and his family. And Yaakov prayed that God should save him from the physical hand, the potential abuse of Esav. But there was something more subtle Yaakov prayed for, which made Esav even more dangerous to Yaakov and his family. And that is Miyad Achi, the hand of my brother. There are times Esav uses his brotherly love. Let's live together as brothers. Let's become best friends. And as Esav's influence creeps in, as Esav's culture, his mentality seeps through us, his negative influence continues to distance us from God, keeps us from growing as we slowly fall into a spiritual coma due to Esav's influence. Yaakov prayed for protection from both aspects of Esav's attack, but the Beis Halevi says that he was not just praying for him and his immediate family, but Yaakov had the foresight to pray for us, his descendants, in each and every generation. Throughout our existence in many different countries, the ones that Esav represents, we have seen both sides. We have seen crusades, we have seen pogroms, we have seen the Holocaust, we have seen expulsion, physical torture and suffering at the hands of Esav, to which Yaakov prayed for our protection. But we have also seen the other side, where Esav, the many nations he represents,
wants us to join them, to become a part of them, to become best friends with them, to adopt their culture, their practices. And as we become influenced, as we are ensnared in Esau's trap, we assimilate, we intermarry, we lose the focus and full awareness of what it means to be a Jew, our true essence. Yaakov prayed for his descendants to overcome these challenges, for God to help. And he told us, his children, which threat is greater. The verse says, Miad Achi, first the hand of my brother, and then Miad Esav, the hand of Esav. Because when Esav attacks us physically, we know where we stand. It is him versus us, the nation that he represents versus us, the Jewish people. And we're able to see our identity as a Jew. But when he acts like our brother, he slowly influences us without realizing. And then it's too late. We've assimilated, we associate with the nations of the world more than our true identity, which is a Jew. Yaakov showed us which is the greater threat by praying for the brotherly love aspect of Esav first. I'm sure we are familiar with the Pew reports that are out there, the high rates of assimilation, intermarriage. Knowing the way Esav operates, knowing the way he influences us is important. But knowledge is not enough. We need to show a new perspective on Judaism that our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren will want to be a part of. They need to see the joy that we have. The joy in performing the mitzvot, the commandments that God has given us, how they enhance our lives, not a burden on us, rather they enhance. They need to see and feel how special it is to be a Jew, to be a part of a glorious heritage passed down from generation to generation, that they are part of something much greater than themselves. They need to see that having a connection to the Torah, to Judaism, gives them a purpose in their life, and that the Torah guides and speaks to them even in the 21st century. When they see the joy that we have, when they see how strongly Judaism means to us, they will want to join, they will want to connect, they will want to make it more real in their everyday life. This is our responsibility. And we have to ask ourselves, am I leading by example to make sure that these crucial messages, am I showing the joy, the enthusiasm, how much Judaism impacts my life in such a positive way? Are they seeing that perspective? And that is what needs to be passed down from one generation to the next. I personally would like to thank the OU. An organization that I feel throughout their so many different programs cares deeply about the future of the Jewish people and are doing so many things to lead by example, whether it's the many classes they offer, the All Das, the All Parsha apps, the many Tehillim calls that we are on today and has been going on since COVID, making the Torah more accessible, different programming, sending people to Israel to infuse that joy, that energy, that enthusiasm into their Judaism. To show the beauty, to make sure that it is lasts and it is passed on from one generation to the next. At this point in time, I'll begin reading Parashat chapter 20 in Tehillim. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha Liolatcha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha Vecholatzascha Yimalei Niranana Bishua Secha Uvashem Eloheinu Nigdgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yadati Kiyoshia Adonai Mishicha Yaneo Mishmei Kadsho Big Rose, Yesha Yemino, Ela Varecha, the Ela Vasusim, Vanachno Bashem, Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Ema Karo Vinafalo, Vanachno Kamnu Vinisodad, Adonai Oshia, Hamelech Yaneno, Vionkareno. Continue, Parakhav Gimel, chapter 23.
Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar, Bino zesha yar bitzeni, Almei menuchos yina leini, Nashi yishoviv, Yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shemo, Gam ki elech b'geitza maves, Lo irara ki atoy madi, Shiftecha mishantecha, Ema yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sororoi, Tishanta Bashem and Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov Vachesed Yirdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai Vishafti Beis Adonai Liorech Yamin. We continue Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalos Es Ayinai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'yim Adonai Osei Shomayim Va'arev Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yonum shamrecha. Hine lo yonum lelo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shamrecha, Adonai tzolcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar teitcha voecha. We continue Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Amalot, Mimamakim Kirosicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bikoli, Tiena Aznecha Kashivos Lekol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmorya, Adonai Miyamod, Ki Imcha Haslicha, Leman tivare, kivisi Adonai kisan avshi, vilidvaro hocholti. Avshi ladunai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kiim Adonai hachased varbe imofidot. Hu yistes Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll say the Mishaberach for the chol, for those who may be sick. I will pause at the time to insert the to give everyone the opportunity to insert the names that they feel should be added. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yirape Yasa Cholim V'Acholot. Bavor shekol hakol hakadosh hazeh mitzpalim bavuram bishar zeh hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachim yimalei lachlimam arposim lachazikam achayosam v'yishach mohem erifur shlimam min hashamayim b'zol shrachol yisrael refus hanefesh refus agav hashel bagabov zman karib v'namar amin. You say achenu Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Anasunim b'tara v'shivya, Ha'omdin bein b'yam u'bein b'yabasha, Ha'makim yirachin aleyem, V'yotiyem mitzara lirvacha, U'me'afela v'ora v'mishiba v'ge'ula, Hashta b'agala v'zman kariv, V'namar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Snedden. It was wonderful to have you back on. I think June of 2020 was the last time, so certainly need to have you back more frequently. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova for good, may all of our tefillot be answered for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.